Today we are in the fifth section with the main topic, which is the analysis of the two kinds of no-self, or lack of a self-entity. And this has two parts. The first presents the necessity for teaching the lack of a self-entity, and the second is the actual analysis of the lack of a self-entity. And the root text for the first part reads, the 10 distracting thoughts create obstacles that prevent the direct seeing of emptiness. The two types of no-self are the remedy which clears them away.
Tungpa nyingun som dun tungwan la kikzi ni namyengi tokpa chupo kona yinbi. Ta nga su tungpa nyingi tung te ta tang ten chik la ten de jipa ka choji tokpa samji pinga yo mare. Tungpa nyingi sampe mipa sepa samji yang pinga mare. Tung nyingun som do toko kono. Tung nyingun som do tokpa am tungwa la. Tungpa nyi ji tung un sum tu tungwa sepa la kek ki yuwa re. Kek te mi na nga su tung nyi tung chuk kyo yuwa re, kek ki yuwa re. Kek te kar re. Kek na nam yin ki tokpa chok kona te. Nam yin ki nam to chok ki kek se te, te nga su tung nyi tung kum do. Ya?
What prevents us from seeing...
Radong Tamsong de Sen. Tanling Tamsong de Sen, the Kate Sutter. Radong Tamsong.
What prevents us from directly seeing emptiness is simply or only the 10 distracting thoughts or concepts. To see emptiness or understand emptiness simply through inferential reasoning is not much benefit. And to simply think that emptiness is so, just to conceptually think, oh, this is emptiness, is also of no benefit, or not enough benefit. We need to directly see emptiness. And if we had no hindrances to seeing emptiness, we would already be seeing it. However, we do have hindrances which, or obstacles which prevent us from seeing emptiness. And these are the 10 distracting concepts.
Sepa sosi chevo namla Nimiji yishi drop a carba me. Nimiji yishi drop to umado. Nimiji yishi on the job a cup to sipa lende over it. Pakpasal to over it. Run sipa yin jimba cups and nimiji yishi on the job to umado. Jason, yeah.
Next, there is a quote from a text called The Summary of the Meaning of the 8,000. And there are extensive middling and short versions of the mother or the Prajnaparamita, and this is referring then to the shorter version, the one in 8,000 verses, and it's a text which summarizes that meaning. And it says, the 10 distractions in the mind distract the mind to something else, so that childish or immature ones do not have the fortune of accomplishing non-dual wisdom. So here in the first line, mind is referring to one's own mind, and one has within one's mind 10 types of distractions, or distractions towards perceived objects and a perceiving subject. And these distract the mind to something else, and so therefore childish beings, which refer then to ordinary beings who are not noble ones, do not have the fortune of accomplishing non-dual wisdom. When one has accomplished or realized non-dual wisdom, then one is a noble being.
Dene nam yin ga nam do chote ya dom tsik tiyo bare. Tsik kang ba tangbu yi yate bare. Me par topa, me tan yu tan yu par topa, drone topa topa, kondib tsu topa ye. Tiyate nga tsu nam do la, Mepen Namdo Madava Mangbuchi and the womb. Me, Sampa Gakpan Namdo, Mepen Namdo Tesore. Yupen Namdo, Yupa that Demba Yupen Namdo Tesore. Yupen Namdo. Drone Dogpan Namdo. Mene, Mepal Yupa Drone Dogpan Namdo. Kurban Depen Namdo. Drone Dogpa Sijitipena. Dembar madrum nayang, now on the Dembar Trugarisana, don't open up door. Send the now on the teeny yo marisana, condemn Janam door. Send the lejana. Send the Dembar madrupare, Dembar trom dogsana, Dembar trupare, when a dendrovisana, don't doge nam door, yamare. Send the teeny yo maris, avani yo marisana, young condemnary. Send the lejana, they don't do condemn lejar. Jarsur Ye Jarge Madava Mambu Ingre. Tis yes, Meta Yodon, don't do condetta. Then a chick dan toma. Mo cheper, chick dan toma. Mo cheper dan. Chick sejit a chick dan zemba. Chick dan zemba nam tongaso. Chicken zimbe, ching zinja namdo, madava mambundu. Toman zimbe namdo. Chicken zimbe namdo, toman zimbe namdo. Penangato danzin jendo, ma chipu yin, samba ching zinja namdo. Yena, machina, co chiku is yambandao. Jing Jing Jin Nam Do, Jing Jin Jin Nam Do, Yang Hajang Mangbo Yung, Rizal Madava Mangbo, Toman Zimba Nam Do, Toman Zimba Mangbo Zimba, Toman Zimba Nam Do, Tatazo Ranga Nam Do, Kandichi Do Tagore, Ya Jing Jing Kandichi Dungaranga, Toman Zimba Nam Do, Kandichi Mo Chepar, Mo Zimba Nam Do, Chu Kandichi Nam Mo Zam Zimba. Pena Draji to buy in a draw some to say on no one's about it. Dry is a pata matapa so cheaper chichins in a cheaper in Zimbari. Moon Zimbanam to cheaper in Zimbanam to. Ta jig, jig don Zimba, Toman Zimba, Moon Zimba, cheaper in Zimba, the year. Ta jerry is one. Cheaper did. Chichu. Pena meto sanze na ngonzi bari. Meto, meto te zipo tam zipo la sopa samna zena chepan zingari. Chechun rao. Tene mena tonta zimba. Pena me hipa de mene, me hipa mene de tonta yisipa yimbar zipa. Te mena tonta zipa. Natu me samba capso, me he jerba tang, me samba capso, me he be ming de taki sequati in Bazigadoa, de mingla tondon ziba turbari. Ming de tomare, mingla tondon ziba, nami. Nami in Kimbuchawa. Tona mingdon ziba said, taki sequati mik and tondu, oh meo san zeundu, ton taki sequati. Ming made the imbar zimbare. De don ming don zimbare. De la naming and namdo jose. Naming and namdo jun trip and namdo jure. Tan namdo jote. Naming and namdo ju, you talk with your tes of tamche quintare. Tan naming and namdo jote yabuhino. The nequinda yabuhako. Naming and namdo ju, you talk with your tes of quintare. Ya.
On the blackboard here, we have four lines which summarize or present the 10 distracting thoughts or concepts. The first line presents the first four, which are concepts of non-existence, existence, either superimposition or exaggeration, and denial. So the first is thoughts of non-existence, which refers to any thoughts we have about things not existing, or any thoughts which negate things. The second is thoughts about existence, or any thoughts which think things are real. The third is thoughts about, or thoughts which superimpose, or exaggerate, which means that one thinks that something that really doesn't exist does exist. And if we apply this to, say, for example, the appearances of this life, it means that although they aren't real, we exaggerate that and think that they are something real, or we superimpose reality or true existence onto something which isn't truly existent. And the last one in this line is denial, which is where we would think things don't exist at all. So, for example, we would think that the appearances of this life are nothing whatsoever. So we deny that they have any kind of existence. So we have many different ways in which we apply these last two of superimposition and denial, but you can just look at it in terms of this life, for example. Then the next line says, thoughts which perceive things as single, thoughts which perceive things as many, thoughts which perceive the essence or nature and thoughts which perceive the qualities, or you could say features, the last one. So we have many different kinds of thoughts where we are perceiving something as a single entity. So like for example, when we think of ourselves, we think, oh, I am one single entity. Or we think, oh, somebody else, that is one person. And the next is that we perceive things as being many or multiple. So we can just look at our own thoughts to understand these two. We perceive lots of things as being single, and we also perceive other things as being multiple. Then the next two are perceiving the essence or nature of something and perceiving its qualities or particular features. So if, for example, we take a sound. So if we just perceive the sound itself, that is perceiving the nature or the entity of the sound. And we can then also look at its particular features or qualities, such as that it's composite, it's a compounded thing, or that it's impermanent. Or if we take a flower, when we just perceive the flower itself, that's perceiving its nature or the entity of the flower. And when we are looking at it in terms of whether it's beautiful or not beautiful, that's perceiving its particular qualities. Then the next line says, the thoughts which perceive names to be the object or the referent, and the thoughts which perceive the object or referent to be the name. So a name is something like the name fire. And the referent or object for this name is that which is hot and burning. So when we think of fire, or we say fire, we apply this name, fire, to that which is hot and burning. We confuse the name as being the referent. We mix these two up, or join them, to mix them together. Then the second way is perceiving the referent to be the name. So, for example, when we see something hot and burning, we think, oh, I'm seeing fire. Actually, there's no name fire within that object that is hot and burning. However, we apply this name to it. So these are the 10 distracting and concepts, and the objects which are imputed by these concepts are all simply imputations, or they are the imputed nature. So if you understand these 10 concepts well, you will understand what is meant by imputed or the imputed nature.
Namming at Namdo Jote Rang, Naranzo Rana, Candesi Jagan, Tambo Namming at Namdo Jote, Muzongo Gre. Tene naming and namdo cho mohina, naming and namdo chi yorte kundare, then kunda cho 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 cho. Kunda cho te la condition.
So first we need to look at our own minds and see how these 10 distracting thoughts arise. And then we need to recognize them or identify them. And then we should come to understand that the objects of these 10 distracting concepts are all imputed. And then we should understand how there are these 10 kinds of imputed objects.
Kurpan deba yang kundari, kik tun zimba, kik yang kundari, tamayang kundari, ngon zimba yang kundari, chebar yang kundari, mela tondo, men ton yimba yang kundari, ton men yimba yang kundari, kanga kundari, kundala ngoyimari, kunda ngonichi, kundala, kundate, ton yang tapa madrova maze, tani to yang denbar madrova.
So the objects of these thoughts are all imputed. So existence is something imputed, non-existence is something imputed, superimposition is something imputed, denial is something imputed. Being single is something imputed, being many is something imputed. To perceive an essence or an entity within something is something imputed. Qualities are something imputed. A name being an object is something imputed, and an object being a name is something imputed. So anything that's imputed does not have a truly existent nature or essence. It is not only not truly existent, it is also not even conventionally existent or existent on a relative level.
Ini yo mari. Tele ya po samna. Tene ta naming nam do kande chigendo. Ti yorte kunda kande ri. Kunda te dembar madu po so kande chiri. Tene rimbe sa po chagri.
These 10 distracting thoughts also arise during our dreams. And although these thoughts arise, the objects of these thoughts are not truly existent. So we should reflect on this well so that we come to understand how the 10 distracting thoughts arise, what their objects are like, how their objects are something imputed, that these objects of these thoughts are not truly existent. So if we think about it in this gradual way, it will become clear.
Then Tom Kixi Namin Topachoti here, Tabare. Does serve Nimbo Nami Namiso? Serve Nimbo Naming Namdo Jo Server Seba. Hever Sebe Nimbo Carre Dami Namiso, Dami Namiso.
So that explains the first line of the root verse, which says the 10 distracting thoughts create obstacles that prevent the direct seeing of emptiness. And then we come to the second line, which says the 2 types of no self are the remedy which clears them away.
Sezi nyembo, kizi nyembo, janzi nyembo ne, tongba ni. Tony Nyakyam, Yang Na Tony Jodo, Mama here, Sarah, Tony Jodo, one som to tope ye hite. Tony Jodo, one som to tope ye hite. Ten Nam Jang Tony Jodo put ten Nam Jang, Dor Dona, Dona, Kanza, Kada Mabatang, Chujida Mabe Yebe Niso, Dami Nildu.
So the commentary continues by saying that the remedy which removes those thoughts, which means then the ten kinds of distracting thoughts or concepts, the remedy which removes these or purifies these is the wisdom which directly realizes the 20 divisions of emptiness, or the 16 divisions of emptiness, which we had explained previously. However, if we summarize these, if we summarize these 16 kinds of emptiness, then there are two divisions. The realization of the lack of a self-entity of within an individual, and of phenomena.
Then it don't need you get the two cheese you ever chodo get thing do to me you ever get the yarn and then you can go to cheese you don't need chodo to me you don't need yet yet and chodo don't be it and you get a missing goose.
So the 20 divisions of emptiness, and refer to the 16 divisions of emptiness, which are an elaborate presentation taken together with the four divisions or kinds, which are a simple or unelaborate way of presenting it.
Dami tempe gupa jeta tsaba kampanye tene.
Tove geze nami topa ju serve nyebo dame nami so. Tove geze nami
prevent the direct seeing of emptiness. The two types of no self are the remedy which clears them away. The ten distracting thoughts create obstacles that prevent the direct seeing of emptiness. The two types of no self are the remedy which clears them away.
The Chujadami, Kazak Dami, Nigatan Driven Namdang, Chido, Oma Sosu Long, Ebersawa, Shinta Niji Gomba Chick to Chubate, Nas Tangbo, Chujadami, Layangare Tomartin and Begupe, Nadon Jumsi, Gaza Dagan Mo Kaimba, Gagupe Jumsi. From that social talk, sort of talk, umrequating and better than young Nare, Tangbonga, young Tangbulana. Nibalana, young Tangbulana.
And now we come to the second section here, which is the actual analysis of the lack of a self entity. And this has five topics or parts. The first is the lack of a self-entity of phenomena. The second is the lack of a self-entity of an individual. The third is an explanation of the various classifications involving both types of no-self. The fourth is clarifying the ultimate view resulting from analysis according to the specific Madhyamaka schools. And the fifth is the instruction which profoundly comprehends as one the thought of the two chariots. The first of these, the lack of a self-entity of phenomena, has again five parts. The first is the key points which should be ascertained. The second is the essence or nature of this self-entity, which is to be refuted. The third are the reasons that it is necessary to refute this. The fourth are the different or particular realizations in each of the philosophical systems. And the fifth is the way this is established through Madhyamaka reasoning.
Tambo thoma ten lambab gupe ne don re. Chuje dami thoma ram tambo ten lambab gupe ne don ne. Chuje dami ra par sanang ni tumo ni sir ngon de ten la wap ki sa
basong. So the first of these five points is the key point to be ascertained at the outset, and the root text reads, since the coarse no-self of phenomena is common to both Buddhist and non-Buddhists, it should be ascertained at the outset.
Chuje dami tela gaza dendrov kakpa rakpa tami. Gaza denba tropa tami, yinju tropa kakpa te chuje dami rakpa re. Gaza dendro kakpa te rakpa se, denba tropa, rangyinji tropa, ngobu tropa kakpa te rakpa se. Demi chan kakpa, demi, denbar meba ta, rangyin meba ta, ngobu meba te yang kakpa do. Demi chan ka na, kakpa chujidami te chava re. Denba kakpa rakpa, tungba yang kakpa chava. Rakpa dendrop kakpa tsaane sanang tumong wa nyi jise taam. Sarur matek pata nangba sanje pa tumong gita waare, nangba chepar chen jita wa maare, tumong gita waare, tumong nyi se taam. Tanda pe na chenek pa soka chuda rakpa, rakpa denbar maadro pa tokwa reno go, denba madu sikido. Dutin traba yang tingsang madu sikido. Kaansa gdaami, Kanzak dami tramo tokwala. Kanzak dami layang tara nire. Kanzak dami trava tokwala. Chuje dami rakpa tokwa ngundu rokubuse. Chuje dami rakpa ngundu tin tarpa ta tamjin jimba kombang topar dope. Kanzaki chuji. Chuje dami rakpa ngundu tin lambe gude. Kanzaka dami tramo tokwa la chuja dami rakpa tokwa ngay da drogu bise. Chuja
dami rakpa ngundu.
Me kanzaka dami tramo tokwa la chuja dami rakpa tokwa ngay da drogu bise.
Kanzaka
Kanzak dami chamo to bola. Kanzak dami la rakpa ta chawa nye re. Kanzak dami chamo to bola. Chuje dami rakpa to bo ngoy de do gore. Chuje dami rakpa ma to pa kanzak dami chamo to go ma. Ti se na dambo chuje dami rakpa ten le be go bola. Kunzob ji chu tam je Kunzob ji chu tam je Jujin tende tso zanje nangla tonl denbar madrupa chute kunzob ji chure Kunzob ji chu tam je chu nam Ranga ngubi tongbar tenla pamna Malam ngohi ba yendo Kunzob ji chu tam je ranga ngubi madrupa ngubi ba tongba nyeto tenla pemna Pemna se de Tinlan bep tomna, hitomna. Kanzak da jisawa. Jisawa. Nga, nga, da, da, hipa, danze, ji, muyur, ji, kanzak da, hisawa. Hisawa se jit, kanzak deka, ming, de taba. Klinji ji, pe, marik, pe, takba. Klinji ji, marik, pe, takba. Kanzak da, de, linji ji, marik, pa, takba re. Marik, pe, takba, da, te, yang, rang, ngu, tongbar. Rang ngovi tongbar tonji ndrubasar, tonji togre. Tonji wangda sena drop togre. Kunzob ji chu tamje rang ngovi tongba yinbar hi tomna, kanzak da ji sabha linji ji pe marik pa ka ta yabha da teyang ngovi tongba yinbar tonji ndrubasar, rangin ji hi togre. This is not going to be a good thing. This is not going to be a good thing. This is not going to be a good thing. This is not going to be a good thing. This is not going to be a good thing. This is not going to be a good thing. This is not going to be a good thing. Chicksena nikko de Chicksena mixom de
What is to be negated is the self-entity of phenomena, and that has two aspects, a coarse and a subtle. And the coarse aspect is the negation of its true existence. So when one negates the self-entity of phenomena truly exists, that it has an existent nature or an existent essence, then that is the recognition of the coarse no-self of phenomena. Then the subtle no-self of phenomena is when one refutes even that lack of true existence. So this subtle aspect is when one, this recognition of this subtle no-self of phenomena is when one refutes that coarse lack of true existence is like truly existent, or one refutes that emptiness of a which is the coarse no-self of phenomena. So from among these two, the subtle and coarse, just the coarse no-self of phenomena is recognized by both outsiders or non-Buddhists, and literally the insiders or all the various Buddhist schools. In order to realize the subtle no-self of an individual, one must first realize the coarse no-self of phenomena. I'm sorry, also, when in this last line where it says that non-Buddhists recognize the coarse no-self of phenomena, this also includes the sciences we have today. Scientists, many of them recognize that there is no, that on a coarse level there is no self-entity within phenomena. So if an individual wishes to attain liberation and omniscience, first they must realize the lack of a coarse self within phenomena, because this precedes the realization or recognition that there is no subtle self-entity within an individual. All apparent or relative phenomena, if one establishes or ascertains that all relative or apparent phenomena are empty of an essence of their own, or empty of any kind of self-essence, then one will naturally recognize that the self of an individual, what we call a self within an individual, and which is imputed by conate or co-emergent ignorance, that self of an individual is empty of an essence of its own. So first one has to be certain or determine that all relative phenomena are empty of an essence. And then when one has done that, one can recognize that this self of an individual is also empty of any self-essence. So what we call the self of an individual is what we are referring to when we think I. And this is something which is imputed by co-emergent or conate ignorance. And so when, having recognized that there is no self-entity within phenomena, one recognizes that there is none within an individual. So for that reason, one first has to recognize that all phenomena lack a coarse self-entity, or in a coarse way they do, because if you don't recognize that first, then you can't realize that there is no subtle self-entity of a person or an individual.
Yeah.
is the course, no self of phenomena is common to both Buddhists and non-Buddhists. It should be ascertained at the outset. Since the course, no self of phenomena is
So all of you who are learning Tibetan should memorize these four lines which summarize the 10 distracting thoughts, and we're going to stop there for today.
Today
Medha